Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 1999. English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3. Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat. Do not open the question answer book and data file until you are told to do so. Now, write your candidate number, center number, and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words "This is the last page of the data file" on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. You now have 1 minute to study Section 1 and Section 2 of Part A. Part A is about to begin. Turn to page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A, B, C, or D in the box provided. Question 1. Which resort do they decide to go to?
All of these resorts are about the same price. We can go to the one that offers the activities we want.
That may be difficult, as we want different things. You like water sports, and I like nature. Anyway, the kids' club is essential.
So it's quite easy. All of them have windsurfing, which is really the water sport I want to do. And there's a kids' club in most. How about Malaysia? I've heard the nature walks there are really good.
Yes, but there's no swimming pool there.
Okay, this one then. My favourite country.
Question 2. Which picture shows the correct position of the furniture in the room?
What's the best way to put the furniture in my room?
I think we should put the bed near the door, so it's opposite the window. And then the desk can go under the window, so you can look out of the window while you're working. The wardrobe can go in the far corner, opposite the door.
Question 3. Which pizza do they choose?
What shall we have? I fancy pork and beef, but there are several like that.
Why don't we have this one with ham and bacon as well?
Too much meat. Let's have one with mushrooms, but less meat.
Oh, I hate green peppers.
Let's order this one then.
Question 4. Which picture shows the bag Mary will take?
Are you going to take all those things, Mary? We're going to Waterworld for the day, not a long holiday.
Okay, I don't want to carry too much. Obviously, I'm taking my swimsuit and a towel.
Yes, but don't take your Walkman, because you don't want to get it wet. And anyway, we're going to play in the water, not sit around.
Okay, so I won't take my book either.
Yes, but take your sunglasses and sun cream, because it might be very sunny.
Yes, and how about an umbrella?
Don't be silly. It's not going to rain. And I'm taking my camera, so we don't need yours as well.
Oh, fine. We'll use your camera. But I will take my book. I can read it on the bus.
Question 5. Which city are they talking about?
What was the weather like there yesterday?
Well, it was raining and very hot. Maximum temperature over 30 degrees.
Yes, but look, it got much cooler at night.
Question 6. Which film are they going to see?
We could see a film, but we won't get there until 5:30.
There are several starting around 6.
Yes, but I need to leave before 8 o'clock.
Well, this one has another show starting at 7:40, so that should be okay.
Yes, let's see that.
That's the end of section 1. Section 2. In this section, you should read the instructions for each item and look at the information provided. Then, listen to the conversation and follow the instructions. Question 7.
do you use these one-touch keys for?
They're for storing telephone numbers that you use often, so you don't have to dial the whole number. You just press one key.
Oh, can you put this number in the memory for me?
Well, I'll tell you how to do it, then you'll know for next time.
All right. You tell me, and I'll do it now.
First, you have to move the protect switch on the right, the one on the side. Move it forward to the store position.
Okay.
Then you press the on hook button. That's the one at the bottom right-hand corner. Yes, that's it. Now, you press the store button. That's one of the four square keys near the top, the one on the right.
Okay, I found it.
Now you press the telephone number you want to record, just in the normal way, using the number keys.
The number 291-35585. Okay, and now?
Now choose the one-touch key. There are eight of them, so use number one, as this is the first number you're storing. Then press the on-hook button again.
On-hook. That's the one in the bottom right-hand corner.
And that's it. Now you can try and see if it works.
Question 8.
I want to place an advert to teach guitar. Do you think this is okay?
I think you should put experienced guitar teacher, not just experienced teacher.
Okay. I can add more words for the same price. I'll add guitar.
Yes. Also, cross out EG. You don't need that. Just put lessons in all styles, classical, folk, jazz. Then why don't you add beginners and advanced? You might attract more people like that.
Good idea. So now it says, experienced guitar teacher. Lessons in all styles. Classical, folk, jazz. Beginners and advanced.
Oh, it should be advanced, with a D at the end.
Yes, I know.
At the top of the form it says category. What are you going to put there?
Oh, yes. I'll put music there. What about the big headline? Guitar lessons is okay, isn't it?
Oh, yes, don't change that. And you've given your home number. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes, it's okay.
Question 9.
This APL form is quite complicated. I have filled in my name, address and phone number. What do I put under services?
Services? Where's that?
It's at the bottom of the form, under number 3, shipment details.
Oh yes, I see. Well, it depends what it is.
It's my application form going to the school in England.
Oh, that's easy. Tick document.
And how about the transport charges?
Well, you just tick sender. But it's not important because if you leave it blank, they charge the sender anyway.
Oh, well, I'll take it anyway. And full description of contents?
Put application form.
Okay. Application form.
That's all you have to fill out. Now, you're sending it to the school in England. I'll read out the address for you.
Okay, I'll write. Company name?
Modern Language School.
Address?
52 Red Lion Street, London.
Red Lion. L I O N.
Yes. And the next box, postcode is SE1 2QY.
And the country is UK. What about contact person?
Oh, you can leave that blank.
And the next box is telephone, fax or telex number, but only one.
There's a fax number here, so circle fax.
Okay, what's the number?
Oh, put 44 in brackets at the beginning. Then it's 171 223 4102.
Okay, thank you.
That's the end of section 2. Section 3. Fill in the student report forms as if you were the teacher. You have 10 seconds to study the form before the conversation begins. Use a separate form for each student. Question 10.
These are the student reports for the Primary 6 class we taught together. The first one is for Shirley Hoy.
She would do everything you asked her, and her writing was good, but she wouldn't speak. She's so shy and didn't have the confidence to say anything in English.
So that means she should get an A for effort, but only C for participation.
Yes, I think so. What do you think about progress? Her speaking never improved, so I think C.
Oh, no. I think her writing and listening improved. I think B.
All right. Behaviour?
Oh, definitely A.
Yes, definitely. Oh, we forgot attendance. She missed only one lesson. Okay, so what comment should we put?
Well, let's say her writing and listening improved, but she needs to speak more.
Yes. I'll put down her writing and listening improved, but she needs to speak more.
That's good. Let's do the next one.
Question 11.
This one's for Celia Chan.
Okay, I've got the register. She missed 4 lessons, so her attendance is 14 out of 18 lessons.
She was a good student. She tried quite hard, so I want to give her A for behaviour and B for effort.
Well, yes, she was well behaved, but she didn't always pay attention. She was dreaming quite a lot of the time. I think only C for effort.
Yes, I suppose you're right. And B for participation.
B or C? She didn't always want to join in.
Let's be positive and give her a B. I think she gained confidence and joined in more later on.
Okay, that leads us to progress. I agree with you, she was better later on. B for progress?
No, I think she deserves an A.
All right, so that's two A's, one B and one C. And the comments?
How about she became more confident and made good progress, but should pay more attention in class?
Okay, I'll write she became more confident and made good progress, but should pay more attention in class.
Good. Next one.
That's the end of section 3. Section 4. Listen to the conversation and fill in the form as if you were the student. Put ticks in the appropriate boxes and write down the necessary information. You have 30 seconds to study the form.
Betty, I've got my registration form for the language courses in England. I filled in the personal details section. Can you help me fill in the next part?
Well, I'll try. Do you already know what you want to do?
Not completely. There are some things I still don't know. I'll show you. Here, part two of the form, academic program. I know I want to do intensive English.
So you tick the first box there.
Yes, yes. And then there are two schools. One in London and one in Cambridge. I want to go to Cambridge, so under school I write Cambridge.
Yes, but be careful with the spelling. It's C-A-M-B-R-I-D-G-E.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to make any mistakes like that on the form. But I haven't decided how long. I could do intensive English for 4 weeks, or I could do 2 weeks, followed by an English for university course.
I see. If you look at the prospectus, it sounds like the English for university course would be good for you. Why don't you do one intensive course and one university course?
Yes, but that would be longer and more expensive.
Well, it's your decision. What do your parents think?
Oh, I think they'll let me do the more expensive one.
So, you can do intensive English from the 21st of June to the 2nd of July. And then, English for university from the 5th of July to the 23rd.
Thank you. I'll put that down. The 21st of June to the 2nd of July. 2 weeks. And the 5th of July to the 23rd of July. 3 weeks. both at the Cambridge School. So I'll write Cambridge again.
Have you decided about accommodation?
Yes, my parents think homestay is the best, but there are still two choices. In both cases, breakfast is at home and lunch is in school. But you can have dinner in school or at home.
Oh, I think dinner at school is much better. Then you'll be with the other students. You don't want to spend all your time with the family.
Yes, you're right. Now, this part of the form is to help them choose the right family for people to stay with. You have to answer yes or no to the questions, and then you mark how important it is using a number 1, 2, or 3.
So, you'll have to put something about your allergy to cats.
Yes, that's the most important thing. But let's start at the top. The first question is, would you live in a home with a dog? I suppose I could say yes to that.
But you don't like dogs. You should put no.
But I don't want to be difficult.
Well, put no and then put a 3 in the last column. Then it shows that the answer is not very important. Then, for cats, you can put no and put a 1 in the importance column.
All right. Then the next questions are easy. Small children, yes, of course, no problem. And there's no need to put a number after that.
And do you smoke? No, that's easy.
Special dietary requirements? Yes, again, it's very important. So I'll put a 1 in the last column. And then I have to give more details at the bottom where it says further details. Do you know how to spell vegetarian?
Oh, you can just write, I don't eat meat.
Good idea. I don't eat meat. The next question is about medical condition. Shall I put a yes here, or is it just repeating the allergy to cats?
I think you should put yes and put a 1 after it. Then, in the further details, you can write that you are allergic to cats.
Right, I'm allergic. How do you spell that?
A-L-L-E-R-G-I-C.
I am allergic to cats. Then I have to put my arrival and departure dates.
Well, go back to the course dates. The first course starts on the 21st of June, which is a Monday. If I were you, I'd arrive on the Saturday before that, to give time to settle in before school begins. That means the 19th of June.
Good. Arrival date, the 19th of June. And the second course finishes on Friday, the 23rd of July. I could leave the next day.
I think it would be better to leave on the Sunday and have a free day in Cambridge.
Yes, good idea. So I'll leave on the 25th. The next section is about my English level. I read the scale on page 5. I think I'm level 4.
Let me see. Oh no, you're so modest. You're definitely higher than that. Maybe 5 or 6?
All right. I'll put 5, but not 6.
You've been studying English for 7 years. I think your level is very good.
Thank you. Anyway, that's the next question. 7 years, but how many hours a week? I'm not sure. Because it's always changing.
Put 5. That's about 1 hour per day.
More than that. I'll put 6.
What exams have you passed?
HKCEE. But they won't know what that is.
So write it completely. Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination.
Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination. And what difficulties do I have?
Spelling.
Oh, yes, and grammar. I'll put spelling and grammar. Right, I think I can fill in the rest by myself. Thanks, Betty.
You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Turn to page 7 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Elaine Young. You have recently returned from a visit to Australia. You spent 6 weeks there with an Australian family who owns a farm where horses are bred. Another student from your school, Michael Chan, was with you. Both of you were visiting Australia as part of an exchange program called Outback Outreach, arranged by the Australian Commercial Association and the Hong Kong Society of Commerce. Your English teacher, Mrs. O'Kane, has asked you to write an article for the school magazine about your visit to Australia. To help you do this, she made a recording of a radio interview in which Michael Chan talked about the trip. You have 3 tasks to do. 1. Fill in a form giving your opinions and suggestions about your trip, which must be returned to the organizers of the exchange program. 2. Write the article for the school magazine on your experiences in Australia. 3. Write a letter of reply to someone who has asked you for details about the exchange program. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the recording of the radio interview. You will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. You should also read the memo and the note sheet on page 1 and page 2 of the data file. Thank you. You will now listen to the recording of the interview. Write notes on the note sheet on page 2 of the data file as you listen. Now, turn to page 2 of the data file.
Well, we have with us in the studio today Michael Chan. Now, Michael has just returned from Australia, where he spent 6 weeks on a horse farm. Isn't that right, Michael? Well, tell us a bit more about it. It all sounds very interesting.
Yes, that's right. Myself and a number of other Hong Kong students spent over a month in Australia. I was in Western Australia, just outside Perth.
Did you see much of the Hong Kong students while you were there?
Oh yes, we met to go on some trips together. And another Hong Kong student, my classmate Elaine Yong, stayed with the same Australian family as I did.
That sounds really interesting. What was the host family called?
Jordan. They were really very nice to us. They made us feel completely at home. There were four in the family, the father and mother and two boys, Simon and Fred.
Do you think Elaine found it difficult having to spend all her time with three boys?
Yes, I think she would have liked to have another girl there to talk to.
I can understand that. Being just one girl with three boys in a foreign country must have been a bit lonely at times.
Yes, that was the only aspect of the program that Elaine wasn't very happy about.
I see. So you were there in July. That's the Australian winter. Tell us about that. Does it get very cold in winter there?
Well, when the sun is out, it can get quite hot, 28 degrees or more. But then at night, it gets cold very quickly. And I had to go inside and sit in front of a fire.
So it got cold at night, and you even needed a fire.
Yes, I found it very strange to sit in front of a fire in a house.
I'm sure you did. Tell us a little about where you stayed.
Well, the family lives on a farm and breeds horses. So we were out in the country.
Wow, they breed horses. That's interesting. What about the food? Did you miss Hong Kong food?
Well, the food was good. We really liked it. But after 6 weeks, both Elaine and I began to look forward to eating Chinese food again.
What sort of things did you eat? I don't suppose there was much rice.
No, not really. We ate a lot of meat, steak and chops. We even ate kangaroo.
Kangaroo meat? Wow!
Yeah, dinner was usually meat with potatoes and vegetables.
So you ate a lot of meat and potatoes and vegetables.
One thing that was really great was the fruit. It's so fresh. I loved Australian oranges and apples.
Well, tell us some of the things that happened during your stay in Australia.
Well, one really awful thing was that we ran out of water on the very first day we arrived.
On the first day? You ran out of water? How did that happen?
Well, in the farms of Australia, water has to be pumped from under the ground and stored in huge tanks. From there, it goes in pipes to the house and the horses' drinking place.
I see. So what happened?
The horses broke the water pipes.
Do you mean the pipes that supply all the water? That must have caused a lot of problems.
Yes, not only was there no water left for the horses, there was no water for us either.
That sounds pretty terrible. What did you do for drinking water?
We had bottled water for drinking, but we had to order water from a water supply company for the horses.
Oh, so you were able to buy water. Well, that wasn't too bad then.
No. But the water didn't arrive for a couple of days, and none of us were allowed to wash.
That must have been quite a problem. Did that upset you?
Well, I was not too upset by it. But Elaine, the other student from Hong Kong, didn't like it at all.
I'm sure she didn't. Apart from this water problem, was everything else all right?
No, we had another problem on the farm, which kept us busy some of the time.
And what was that?
Kangaroos. They kept breaking the fences.
Kangaroos? Did you see many of them?
Yes, we were really excited at first, as we had never seen any before.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but the rest of the family don't like the kangaroos because they break the fences around the fields, and the horses could escape and run away.
Did that happen while you were there?
No, the horses didn't escape, but I spent a lot of time with Simon and Fred fixing fences broken by the kangaroos.
Oh, so you worked on the farm too?
Yes, we certainly did, both Elaine and I. We used to drive around the farm with Simon and Fred to feed the horses and check the fences and do that sort of work. By the time we had spent about 4 weeks fixing broken fences, Elaine and I were pretty annoyed with the kangaroos as well.
Well, apart from working on the farm, what else did you do? Did you visit many places?
Oh, yes. We went on some trips organized by Outback Outreach with the other Hong Kong students. These were arranged to show us some of the products Australia is famous for. One was to a vineyard where grapes are grown and where wine is made.
Of course, a lot of wine is produced in Australia. What other places did you go to?
We also visited a fruit canning factory. As I said, a lot of fruit is grown in Australia and much of it is exported.
Yes, indeed. A lot of it is exported to Hong Kong. And did you go on any trips with your host family?
No, they are always much too busy working on the farm to go on trips.
Okay, Michael. One last question. Do you think the aims of the program were achieved? Have you learned a lot about the Australian economy and people?
Oh, yes. Both Elaine and myself have learned a lot about the Australian economy. The program has certainly helped our understanding of the Australian people, too.
Good to hear it.
Our English has also improved.
I can see that. Thank you very much, Michael. Goodbye, and good luck in your studies.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will have an hour to complete the tasks in Part B. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.